First and 10, second 10, third and 10. You've got to get big plays early. And right now, the running game of Deckerville, Kingston has no answer for it to start this game. They're going to have to do something different here and slow it down. It's only a matter of time. Derek Snyder and Carlos Ibarra really getting some big runs early.
And another quarterback keeper for Isaac kind of gets the first down conversion. Looks like he falls forward to the 44-yard line. A gain of 2 on the play. And a new set of downs for the Deckerville Eagles. First and 10, tackle made by number 33, Connor Henry, in the interior of that defensive line.
Coaching staff for Deckerville clearly sees something that they like, because they called a quarterback sneak on first and 10 on the first series. They loved it here on second short. Now, that's where it makes sense to me, but they clearly see the defensive tackle split apart to try to take away the outside runs. So he just punches it straight ahead right at him.
And they try and keep it inside as well. And this one goes out for maybe a yard, maybe two, out to about the 44-yard line. Carlos Ibarra with another carry. Second down and 9 for the Deckerville Eagles. Number 13, Aaron Kaler, on the stop for the Cardinals.
That's a pretty impressive tackle by Aaron Kaler, because he was being blocked out of the picture. Then he's able to reach out with one arm and grab the running back and pull him down right there. One of the better defensive plays we've seen by Kingston in this first quarter, and that forces second 9, just a 1 yard gain for the Deckerville offense.
Second down, 9 from the 44. Isaac Kynan under center. I formation, handoff to Carlos Ibarra. Spins out of one tackle, has the first down, falls forward across the 35, and finally brought down at the 33-yard line. That'll be an 11-yard gain for the Deckerville Eagles, enough to move the chains. As they're sitting at the 34-yard line, tackle made by number 53, Gunnar Thompson, defensive tackle.
Well, the elusiveness of the running backs of Deckerville has been outstanding. Carlos Ibarra especially. Derek Snyder is a true speed guy. He wants to get the advantage, get the edge on you, and turn on the jets. Carlos Ibarra is not afraid to run right at you, and as soon as you think you got him, he spins right out of that tackler. That guy didn't have a clue what would hit him.
A handoff to the right side to Ibarra. Gets down to close to the 30-yard line, down for about 2 yards. Tackle made by number 13, Aaron Kaler for Kingston. Brings up a second down and 8 to go for the Eagles at the Kingston 32-yard line. 6-0 Eagles.
They pitch it out to the right and try to get out there, and there's nothing doing. The defensive back on this side of the field for Kingston did an excellent job of stuffing that lead blocker. And then 13, Aaron Kaler, just a junior, by the way, does a good job of getting to the sideline and stopping Carlos Ibarra as soon as he tried to cut upfield for a very little gain. Second down and 8 for Deckerville.
Harbor Beach strikes first against Novell. It's 8-0 with less than 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Handoff to Carlos Ibarra, and he gets tripped up right at the line of scrimmage, gets pulled down right at the 30-yard line. They're going to mark him down to the 29. The tackle made by Aaron Kaler, defensive back for Kingston. After a short 2-yard gain, third down and 5 for the Deckerville Eagles.
Good defensive stop again by Kingston. They at least force a third down and 6, but this far into territory here, it's 29 yards to pay dirt. This is 4-down territory for Deckerville. So if you're Kingston, you have to know that too. Deckerville is not going to try to get a huge play here. They're going to try to get as much as they can and know that they're confident enough. They will go for it on fourth down.
Third down, 5 to go. Less than 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. 6-0 Deckerville. Deckerville back on offense for the second time tonight, sending 2 wide to the right. And we have timeouts called by Bill Brown and the Deckerville Eagles with 4:43 left in the first quarter right here on the WLW Sports Network. Deckerville 6, Kingston nothing.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
.443 left in the first quarter. Deckerville just called their first timeout of the night. They lead Kingston 6-0. They're on their second offensive drive of the evening. They're at the Kingston 29-yard line, facing a third and 5 I formation. Kineth under center, Lamont behind him, and Derek Snyder, your halfback for this Eagle offense. Hand off to Snyder, comes around the right side, breaks free of one tackle and rolls out of bounds close to the 20-yard line. They'll see where they put him down at the 22-yard line. That should have the first down by about a yard or two. Tackle made out of the secondary by Hunter James, a safety valve. First and 10 for the Eagles.
Yeah, Hunter James, as fast as he is able to come up and force the running back Snyder to the sideline. But when he kicks it to the outside, he has a ton of speed, and he's speed to burn, and he gets to the sideline and gets enough yardage to get a first down. It's a big play for Deckerville on offense here as they are rolling through this Kingston defense in this first quarter.
4:37 left in the first quarter. 6-0 Deckerville at the Kingston 22-yard line. First and 10. Keeping it high and tight. Split back set, kind of under center. Snyder and Lamont, and his quarterback sneak right up the middle. Got a little second effort there. And finally brought down by number 44, Colton Stadler, after about a 4-yard gain. Second down and 6 after a very obscure first and 10 play again.
Well, they're going to keep calling it as long as Kingston is going to continue to put four guys on the line and spread them out. Their D tackles, you could fit two other D tackles in between them. That's how far apart they are. So they get under center. They go to that formation. Instead of the I formation, they split them apart so they're equally in line behind Kineth. He just dives forward and he pushes the pile ahead for 4 easy yards.
It's a pitch out to Snyder, cuts back inside, has positive yardage, and brought down close to the 15-yard line. Tackle made by Connor Henry, defensive back, after I would say about a 7-yard gain, in fact. 3-yard gain. Third down and 5 coming up.
Yeah, Jake DeLong right in there as well to help clean up Snyder. So if you're Kingston, you got to keep a couple things in mind. When Snyder gets the ball and is in the backfield, he wants to go to the outside. So you have to be ready as a linebacker or a defensive back to be ready for him to kick it to the outside. Where Carlos Ibarra, he's looking to go straight ahead. If he kicks it to the outside, it's because he has absolutely no other option. So two very different running backs that can be very successful in the same offense.
High formation is a handoff to number 21, Derek Snyder. Tackle made by Hunter James after about a 3-yard gain, a yard short of that first down marker. They're sitting at the 12-yard line, a fourth down and a yard to go for the Deckerville Eagles. 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
You can even see it on that play. It's an I formation handoff where your fullback leads across the right side and Snyder fouls him right through that gap. There's just nothing there. There's no bounce out lanes. So what happens is Snyder stays behind his fullback and only gets 3 yards. Now, it's not a bad play, but it's a really good play for the defense considering they need to make a stop.
Fourth and a yard to go from the Kingston 12-yard line. Kineth under center looking to go for the hard count. Less than 10 and left on the play clock. Handoff up to Derek Snyder. Goes down to about the 10-yard line. He needed a yard, and he got 3 on it. Tackle made by Hunter James. Another conversion for Deckerville, this time on a fourth down. First and 10, actually first and goal from the 10-yard line.
And it's only a matter of time before Hunter James continues to creep up closer to the line of scrimmage, daring Isaac Kineth to throw the ball because somebody's going to have to come up and assist on this running game. Deckerville moving the ball too easily on the ground.
2:27 left in the first quarter, 6-0, Deckerville leading, but knocking on the door for the second time tonight. Just their second offensive drive of the evening. At the 10-yard line of Kingston, left to right across the radio in their home maroon jerseys. Gold numbers, winged D on one side of the helmet. Kineth surveys, there's the snap, handoff to Carlos Ibarra, up the middle, gets out into a scrum for about 2 yards to about the 8-yard line. Tackle made by number 13, Aaron Kaler, defensive back. It all depends on what you want to consider on this defense. Defensive end as well, I guess you could say. 1:50 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, he's definitely an end, Clark. He's been on that left side the entire game, and he's a guy that if you're going to run at, you almost need to double team. He's been that good for Kingston all season long, and even in this game, he's been one of the lone bright spots making tackles for short gains. But Carlos Ibarra, he's got a nose for the end zone. Keep an eye on him.
Rolling to his left, throws it, has it come caught to number 20, goes down to the end zone line. Is he in? He's down to the 1-yard line. The pass was caught by Jeff Stone, the tight end, for a 9-yard completion. But just shy of the end zone at the 1-yard line, third down and goal from the 1.
Oh, that's a great play call. The play action is there. Kingston's DN doesn't fall for the play action. He gets right into the backfield, but Isaac Kineth is able, as he's rolling away from him, he's able to throw across his body and lob it right over that blitzing defensive end into the hands of Jeff Stone, and a great play by the secondary to come over and cut him off to prevent a